cross-shaped group of people. It's a cross-shaped community. Community is a great big word around here, but what exactly does it mean for the church to be a community? Well, I think we can learn it in several ways. One of the ways is we can think about the pictures that the Bible talks about the church in. And the first picture of community is the picture or the image of a body. And we see this a lot in 1 Corinthians. It's all over the Bible. The body as the church is the most common metaphor. But now you're in you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. The whole imagery of the body is kind of like our own body. You know, we have our little finger, and we have our eyes, and we have our ears. And in the church, some people are little fingers that are used to pick things up. Some people are eyes that see the head and see the forward. Some people are ears that hear things. All of these things. And so there's this image of the body of Christ. Now here, I'm going to do something which I actually never do. I'm going to break one of my own rules of preaching. I'm going to talk about something that gets me really worked up. But I will attempt to remain calm. When I was in Bible college, the president of the Bible college used to have this saying that they would say to us when we'd go out to churches. The church, the Bible College I went to was Alberta Bible College, and he would say, "You are Alberta Bible College." And when you're out there in those churches, and when you're out there in your jobs, and when you're out there in the place, you are Alberta Bible College. Now here, let me say this. You are the church. You are the church. Some of you are fingers, some of you are ears, some of you are eyes, some of you are hands, some of you are feet. You are the church. And when you do something for good or for ill, that is the church of Christ doing something. Now, here's where I start to get really upset. I don't even usually talk about it because I just get mad. And so I usually don't respond. But I have to say this morning. Sometimes we hear about, well, the church didn't do anything. Or the church did this. We are not Catholics. There is no magisterium. There is no priesthood. There is no hierarchy that is the church. You are the church. And when any one of you does something, that is the church doing it. And I'll tell you when I get ticked off is when I hear, well, the church didn't do anything. And when I question that, I say, well, what do you mean the church didn't do anything? And when it boils down to it, generally what people mean by that is the elders didn't do something. The leadership didn't do something. There wasn't an official program to do something. We are not a magisterium. When any individual person who is a member of the body does something, that is the church doing something. And so I always say this, listen, do not say the church didn't do it. Do not say the church is this. If Alan Jones messes up, you say Alan Jones did not do this in the way that I expected. Or Duff Criar, chairman of the elders, did not do this in the way I expected. Do not say the church didn't do it if something was done by some Christian somewhere, because that is the church doing it. And here's what happens. We embitter our children against the church. And our children end up thinking, well, the church doesn't do anything. The church let my parents down. The church did this. And then they don't love the church. And then they don't love Jesus. And then bad things happen. I've seen this 1,000 times. Read the Psalms. Read Psalm 73. It talks about how, you know, God is good to the righteous and the bad guys, they get what good's coming. But it hasn't been true for me. I've been a good guy and everything's go wrong. I complain to God, and there's this marvelous little verse in there, and it says this: "But if I would have said these words to the children, I would have embittered them and led them astray." And so I entered into the sanctuary of God and got a different perspective. Be careful of our language. You or the church. The person sitting beside you is the church. And whatever we do, for good or for ill, that is the church doing it. And we need to either celebrate it or regret it and make amends for it. So the church, first of all, in the community is the body of Christ. I remained remarkably calm. My pulse only doubled. Another image is the bride of Christ. And Ephesians 5 is all about that. And you can read about it. And the whole idea is that we are the church is in a community that is in covenantal love with Jesus. We are also the family of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 is one place that says it. Let's see what it says. Now about your love for one another, because we're a family, so we love each other. We do not need to write you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more. We are the family of God, and we treat each other and we relate to each other, not as a corporation, but as a family. And we have a father that everybody wishes that they had. And since it's me up here, the next thing I have to say is this contrast between community versus camaraderie. We as the church are a community. And the idea of being a community is a group of people who are bound together by the blood of Christ and are driven by the mission of Christ. We are brothers and sisters together, whether or not we like the other person, whether or not we feel friendly towards the other person. You see, camaraderie is hanging out with friends, hanging out with people with similar interests, hanging out with people that you just kind of like. And camaraderie is very important, and it's very good. And I hope that inside of the church, we eventually get people with whom we are comrades and just sort of enjoy life together. But that is not community. Community in the biblical sense is being bound together by the blood of Christ, driven by the mission of Christ, and together we forge forth. Whether or not we kind of really get along with the person that's beside us as a friend. The other thing about community is that a community loves in word and in deed. We've already read that little passage about loving one another, but if you want to read some more, read in 1 John. And finally, the idea of community is found in Hebrews. Because the church community is an entity that accounts for accountability and growth. Look at what Hebrews says. And now let us consider how we may spur one another on. How we may say, get up and go. Come on, let's go. How to spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Not giving up the meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Encouraging one another, spurring one another on to maturity in Christ. That's the idea of community. So in your little blank where I have community, you put how you would define it.